these people are rich. They're the ones that are shaping society and coming up with all these unjust laws, and the politicians, they play by their rules. These are the people that actually control America. And so these people been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, since, you know, again, the Middle Ages. And they passed that, as they call their hidden knowledge, from generation to generation. And so this is why things haven't changed. That same wicked, evil, oppressive system continues to target God's people and anyone really that's have a true sense of righteousness and a true sense of justice. The scripture came to mind, the Wada Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai, where it talks about they lurk in the secret, I think it's secret places, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so this is in the book of Psalms 10, verse 8. Because the scriptures tell us that we're sheep in the midst of wolves. These are the wolves, you know, that are lurking. God's chosen people are likened to sheeps and also harmless doves. So this is in the book of Psalms chapter 10, verse 8. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. So that's the wicked. They sit in the lurking places of the villages, in our cities, in our towns. You know, they lurk. They have surveillance equipment. You know, they have cameras, they have satellites, they have drones, they have agents on the ground, they have, you know, spies, they have, you know, basically eyes watching God's people. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages, in the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. And so they sit in the secret places and murder God's people, the innocent. They use, you know, different methods such as assassins. They use poisons and they spraying stuff in the air. They using frequencies. They using every device, you know, experimentation, you know, the different sorcery or pharmakia. They target generations, just like the wicked. They have generations and generations of information that they pass on. They will actually target generations of the righteous. You know, they will target bloodlines. These people, they keep meticulous records. So, hold on. I have some reflux. So lock in. So like I said, just like the wicked, they pass on their knowledge. You know, you have these secret societies, Freemasons, that go back generations. They're in their, you know, their families are Freemasons. And they go, you know, teach that knowledge from their, you know, from their, you know, their grandparents or whatever like that, or their parents, and they pass it on. And so you have the wicked who will target the righteous you know, that are target bloodlines. Because the elect, they're gonna have a high level of spirituality, you know. And this devil, he got all kind of technology. They can read in so many words. They can read a person's aura. You know, everybody has a signal, and the technology that they have, they can read signals. It says his eyes are privily set against the poor. So their eyes are set, or they targeting. This is what it means. Their eyes, their all-seeing eye is targeting the poor of the Israelites. The poor righteous man. The target our content, you know, our channels. They shadow ban us. They work with the technology to keep, you know, keep the information, you know, without just the platform and the traffic that it normally would have. This is why with the algorithms, you could make a video, and although there's hundreds of millions of people on YouTube, just by mere circumstance or even accidentally hitting a channel, you would get way more views. But if you you got this many people, but you got only one or two views, I mean, come on. These people are purposely doing this to what? To try to discourage God's people. Because we're not just making these videos for our health. This information that's being disseminated is for God's people. It's to warn the flock. It's to tell our brothers and sisters to repent, to tell them about the wiles and the snares of the devil, you know, and to tell our people to fear the Lord. It says, through the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. So we go into certain things that may seem like that is, you know, scary, which scriptures tell us that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So we're to fear the Heavenly Father, not fear men, because the fear of men is a snare. But the fear of the Heavenly Father is the beginning of wisdom. And at the same time, teaching our people to think outside of the box, to go into these different things, to expose the wicked, to shame the devil. Because this information that they're calling themselves having a high level of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, all of it is just witchcraft. That's all it is. It's not the real power. But these people think that they, you know, have this ultimate wisdom, and this wisdom that they are relying on is going to lead to their destruction. The Lord tells us this. That's what the taunting proverb was about. This is what the scriptures tell us about those that trust in man, trust into the trust in the philosophies of men. But the wicked, they have no insight, so they're gonna do these things, and they're gonna, you know, this, to these people, this is the, you know, this is their truth. But there is no your truth. There's only one truth. It says the truth shall stand, the real truth, which is Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai, the word of God, nothing else. Any other way is likened to a thief coming up some kind of other way. This is why the Lord will laugh at these people, because he see that their day is coming. These are the people that plot against God's people. That's why, you know, the scripture says that they lurk in the secret places. Let's see. I think, Lord's will, I'll end it at the broadcast around 2 hours. So we're bringing out information, you know, very, very important information, because just like how these people know who we are, we have to know who they are. We have to know their tactics and their methods, you know. We're in, you know, spiritual warfare, so we have to know what we're up against, and we have to know who the culprits are. This information needs to be brought out more, because you got our people that are buying this BS. You know, they grow up in these families and stuff like that, and it is just nothing but curses that come from that. This is why they will, you know, watch these people, you know, their families that are involved in these mysteries, these occultic, you know, secret societies. And so these occults, you know, like, or occultic secret societies like the Freemasons and the Rosicrucians, they are working with the Satanists, you know, the Satanists and the different cults, satanic cults. They're the ones that are the human traffickers. They're the ones who are, that go around stalking and harassing people. These, what you call them, gang stalkers, because the intelligence agencies will recruit those type of people, because the CIA, they study mind control and the methods that a lot of the satanic cults used. They call it SRA, satanic ritual abuse. So with the satanic ritual abuse, they use that in MK Ultra, the mind control program that they were experimenting on non-consensual human test subjects to split the personality, to alter the mind, because a lot of the cults, they use that. They use trauma-based mind control. They use sex magic. They use enchantments and sacrificing. And these people are hidden in plain sight. They work in your jobs, you know, your businesses, and they work at the, you know, in every sector of society. They're even in churches. Because these people, they're called invisible, so they'll even be amongst so-called Christian organizations. They'll call themselves you know, humanitarians and stuff like that, but really they're living double lives. They're agents of Satan. And they're sent to trouble God's people. That's why the scripture says they shall wear out the saints of the Most High, which means to harass and stalk. These are the people that are stalking a lot of you brothers and sisters that are being gang stalked. You know, they're having people come against you and you don't even know these people. You don't know them. You've never seen them before, but they have a problem with you because they're of the dark. They're not of the light. They call themselves the illuminated ones, but actually it's a false light. It's not the true light. Yahweh Shai is the true light. If they don't have the Messiah, it's a fake light. This is in the book of St. John, chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus in the name of the Lord, in the ancient Hebrew is Yahweh Shai. It says, then spake Yahweh Shai again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So are these people actually following the Messiah? No, they're not. We just read that they're in occultism, Jewish mysticism, which a lot of these ishes, they don't even believe in the Messiah, the Bible. They believe that some ish man that had already died a while back is the Messiah. So Yahweh Shai is the light of the world, the true light. Not their new world order, but his kingdom. Because this world is full of darkness, and being that he is the light, light shines on darkness. And he said that we would have that same light. That's why he said, let your light shine. That's the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding through the Holy Spirit. That fire that burns within. This is why they want to discourage brothers and sisters out there by the tactics that they use to harass and stalk and try to use defamation. They demean, you know, they do a lot of shaming, trying to shame you, trying to quench your, you know, quench your spirit, trying to, you know, basically smother your light. But you don't hide your light under a bushel. You let your light shine, expose the wicked. So those that have the light won't walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life, the eternal light. Yahweh Shai is the way, the truth, and life. So I say peace and blessings, all praises to Yahweh, while Yahweh Shai. And I say shalom to the family. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. Quam Yasha'Allah.